This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Ace Indian shooter Manu Bhakar opened medals tally for India at Paris Olympics with a bronze in women's 10-meter air pistol event today. With the feat, Manu became the first Indian woman ever to win an Olympic medal in shooting competition. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Indian shooter for opening India's medal tally. The President in her message said, India is proud of Manu Bhakar as her feat is going to inspire many sportspersons, especially women. The Prime Minister spoke to Manu over the phone and congratulated her on winning the medal. The Vice President said, her achievement is going to inspire the countless young girls who aspire to raise Bharat's tricolour at Olympic podium. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that the rising sales of khadi and handloom products in the country are creating new job opportunities. Addressing the nation in his 112th Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister said the turnover of khadi village industry has crossed 1.5 lakh crore rupees for the first time. Speaking about the pressing issue of drug abuse in the country, Mr. Modi outlined the government's proactive measures to combat this growing menace. He said the government has taken a special initiative called Manas to address the issue. He said the helpline and portal of Manas were launched recently and a toll-free number 1933 has been issued. The Prime Minister also asked listeners to participate in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with 15th August approaching. He encouraged people to upload their selfies with the tricolour on harghartiranga.com. The two-day conclave of chief ministers and deputy chief ministers of BJP-ruled states called Mukhya Mantri Parishad concluded in New Delhi today. Addressing the valedictory session of the conclave today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, when the central and state governments work strongly towards the coordinated efforts of public welfare, then the goal of a developed nation will be definitely achieved. The Supreme Court will organize a special Lok Adalat week starting tomorrow till the 3rd of next month. This initiative commemorates the 75th anniversary of the Apex Court. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, Justice Rishikesh Roy highlighted that Lok Adalats or People's Courts offer accessible and efficient justice that is both swift and cost-effective. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena has expressed anguish at the death of three civil services aspirants due to waterlogging in the basement of a coaching centre in the national capital. In a series of posts on social media, the Lieutenant Governor termed the incident as unfortunate and unacceptable. He has asked the Divisional Commissioner to submit a report covering every aspect of the tragic incident by Tuesday. Mr. Saxena said, seven other citizens have reportedly died due to electrocution in the past few days. He said these incidents point towards criminal neglect and failure of basic maintenance and administration by concerned agencies and departments. Meanwhile, the Delhi police has detained the owner and coordinator of the coaching centre in Old Rajinder Nagar. The Delhi government has also ordered a magisterial inquiry into the incident. Bihar police will soon roll out a unified WhatsApp number to receive complaints regarding crime and other issues from the general public. Addressing a workshop in Patna today on three new criminal laws, Bihar DGP R.S. Bhatti said the initiative is in the interest of common people. The DGP said the state police has increased the use of social media to make itself more active in grievance redressal. And in men's cricket, second T20 international of the three-match series between Sri Lanka and India is underway at Pallikkale, Sri Lanka. While chasing a target of 78 runs in 8 overs, India were 54 runs for 2 in 5 overs. The second innings has been reduced to 8 overs due to rain. Earlier, Sri Lanka scored 161 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. However, due to rain, the target has been reduced to 78 runs in the stipulated 8 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.